All week there were warnings of possible terrorist bombings in Saudi Arabia, and today there was one. A car bomb was detonated near the National Police Headquarters in the capital city, Riyadh. It killed at least 4 people and injured well over 100. Dominic Evans is a Reuters correspondent in Riyadh. He says the explosion occurred at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
The car bomb went off just outside this large security forces building, ripping off the whole front of the building and wreaking damage on dozens and dozens of cars in the street outside as well.
Now, are the Saudi police who are headquartered in this building, are they the force that is vying with the Saudi Islamists who were suspected in last year's bombings in May and November?
Well, there have been different interpretations of exactly who was stationed at this building. It certainly used to be a main office for the security forces. Saudi officials now say it's primarily a traffic police building, but it would appear that there were still some security forces in the building. So it is significant that this building has been targeted, given that most of the militant attacks recently and over the last year have been against expatriate targets. This one is clearly singling out a government target.
I've read that there was an internet threat posted against police working for the Saudi royal family, for the Saudi state. Has there been any explicit acceptance of responsibility, or is it just assumed that this was some sort of al-Qaeda or Islamist-related terror act?
We have not yet seen any explicit claim of responsibility, and all we've heard from Saudi officials so far is that this is a terrorist act carried out in the same way that they believe similar attacks which were foiled last week when up to 5 car bombs or truck bombs were intercepted, similar attacks that might have taken place if those had not been thwarted.
You're saying what's noteworthy about the target in this case is that there's no pretense that it's aimed at Americans or Europeans living in Saudi Arabia. The targets, the victims of this bombing, would obviously be Saudis.
That's correct. There have been a few isolated attacks which clearly were targeting Saudi security forces since, I would say, December. But this is the first major attack of its kind against a clear government target.
How do the Saudis reconcile this bombing at something that would seem to be an obvious target, a big police building, with all of the law enforcement and anti-terror efforts that they've said to be engaged in, especially since last year's bombings?
Well, they said today they did manage to foil 5 potential attacks last week. This one was a 6th, and they clearly have not been able to have 100% success.
Since last year's bombings, and since the regular wave of threats that are reported in Saudi Arabia, do you detect the lives of people in Saudi Arabia, Saudis especially, changing? I mean, is there an element of fear in daily life in this atmosphere?
I don't think it's reached that stage yet, although it will be interesting to see what the reaction to this particular attack will be. In November, when there was an attack on a residential compound, which turned out to be the home of many Arabs and Muslims, there was a very strong reaction among Saudis who said that they were appalled that the people would be attacking fellow Arabs and fellow Muslims. There may very well be a strong response to what happened today, but I think it's a little early to predict what the reaction will be.
Dominic Evans, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Correspondent Dominic Evans of the Reuters news agency speaking to us from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.